Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school jungle ARP inside Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way for drum and bass, simple, rhythmic, and lock to the groove. The idea here is not to make some giant lead synth that takes over the track. We want a fast melodic hook that behaves more like a percussion part with notes. Something that sits above the break and a sub, pushes the energy forward, and gives your drop that unmistakable raven jungle lift. If you get this right, the ARP becomes part of the arrangement itself. It helps the tune breathe, it creates momentum, and it gives the listener something they can latch onto immediately. For a solid starting point, set your project around 172 BPM. That's a very safe old-school jungle tempo. Now, before you touch any sound design, decide what the ARP is actually doing in the track. Is it teasing the drop in the intro, sitting over the main break, acting as a switch-up, or carrying a tension phrase in the breakdown? As a beginner, pick one job and commit to it. That keeps the idea focused. And in D&B that matters, because the drums and bass are already doing a lot of the heavy lifting. Start with a MIDI track and load a stock instrument like Wavedable, Operator, or Analog. Don't overthink the sound yet. First, build the rhythm. Make a one-bar pattern and keep it simple. A classic old-school ARP often comes from short repeating notes, maybe 4 or 8 hits in a bar, or a small 2-to-4 note motif that repeats, with a few gaps. Keep it in the mid-range at first, somewhere around C3 to C5 depending on the patch. You want it to feel like it's speaking in rhythm, not washing out like a pad. What to listen for here is the moment the pattern starts creating forward motion instead of just filling space. If it sounds like a blur, it's probably too long, too dense, or too low. If it feels like a clear rhythmic idea, even with a very basic sound, you're on the right track. That's a good sign. Don't rush past that stage. The musical idea comes first. Now choose your flavor. You've got two strong directions. One is bright and ravey. Think classic saw or pulse energy, open and euphoric, the kind of thing that immediately reads as jungle nostalgia. The other is darker and more filtered, with a hollow edge and a bit more menace. That's often the better choice for rollers or foggeter, heavier tunes. Both are valid. Bright feels faster as jungle, while dark often sits easier in a thick mix. Pick the one that fits the mood of your track. Once the notes are working, shape the sound with simple stock processing. A very reliable beginner chain is your synth into auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, or if you want a bit more bite, put a touch of overdrive or saturator before the filter. Keep the filter cut off somewhere sensible, maybe around a few hundred hertz up to a couple of kilohertz depending on how bright you want it. Keep resonance moderate. You want character, not whistle. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. The ARP lives in a crowded space. You've got breakbeats, ride cymbals, noise, bass harmonics, and sometimes vocals or effects all fighting for attention. Controlled harmonics help the ARP cut through, and a high-pass filter keeps it out of the subzone. That means it adds energy without muddying the kick and bass relationship. That's the whole game here. Heard, not heavy. Tighten the envelope next. Short attack, controlled decay, and a release that doesn't blur into the next note. If you want a plucky old-school feel, keep it snappy. If you want a slightly more legato rave flavor, let the tail breathe a little more, but be careful not to smear the groove. What to listen for is each note having a clear front edge. If the ARP starts to sound blurry over the break, shorten the release or reduce the MIDI note lengths. Tiny changes here make a huge difference. Once the rhythm and tone are in place, quantize it cleanly. Then, if it feels too rigid, nudge a few notes slightly late or early. Just a touch. In Ableton, you can use Groove Pool, but use it sparingly. If your drums already have swing, don't overdo the ARP swing as well, or the whole groove can start to wobble. A good beginner rule is to keep the ARP mostly tight and let the break be the human element. That preserves clarity and keeps the pocket strong. Now loop it with your drums and sub. This is where the reality check happens. If the ARP lands on every drum accent, it can crowd the snare and flatten the groove. If that happens, simplify the pattern or shorten the note lengths. A strong jungle ARP should sound like it's conversing with the break, not copying it. From here, add a little motion. Don't stack 5 modulators. Just use one clear movement source. Auto-filter automation is often enough. You can close the filter slightly in the first part of the phrase and open it as you approach the next section. Maybe give the resonance a tiny bump at the end of a phrase, or automate the wavetable position if the sound is still too static. The point is phrasing. Old-school jungle works because the loop repeats, but it doesn't feel dead. What to listen for now is whether the ARP still feels exciting even when you lower the volume. If it only feels good when it's loud, the pattern may be too weak or the sound too thin. If the groove still pulls you in at a lower level, that means the movement and rhythm are doing real work. After that, polish it into the track with a second stock chain. A good option is EQ8, then saturator, then chorus ensemble or facer flanger, then another EQ8. Use the first EQ to clean up the body. High pass it, often somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, and trim any boxy buildup if needed. Then add a little saturation so it reads on smaller speakers. If you want width, keep it subtle. You want motion, not a smeared stereo cloud. Finish with the second EQ if the effect brightened it too much. If you want a grittier old-school texture, skip the wide chorus and keep it more mono-centered. That often works better in darker jungle and heavier rollers. And remember this, if the ARP is carrying the musical hook, keep the chorus signal stable in mono. Wide can be exciting, but the notes still need to do the job. Now let's arrange it properly. Don't treat it like a loop that just runs forever. Think in phrases. A classic old-school shape might be the filtered tease in the intro, then a full phrase over the main break, then a short drum or bass breakdown, then a second phrase where the ARP comes back with a change. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and sparse, then the next 16 bars bring in the full break, sub, and ARP, then you drop it out for a moment, then bring it back higher or brighter. This matters because in DNB, energy changes every 8 or 16 bars. The ARP helps the DJ and the listener feel that movement. It's part hook, part glue. It gives the track shape. For the second half or second drop, make one small variation. Shift it up an octave, remove one note, open the filter more, change the last note, or add a short delay throw on the final hit of the phrase. You do not need a brand new melody. You just need the listener to feel that the track has moved forward. A small evolution is often more powerful than a big rewrite. A really useful workflow tip here is to separate your passes. First, get the notes and rhythm right. Then shape the envelope and filter. Then add tone and saturation. Then do arrangement movement. That order saves a lot of time, because if the pattern is weak, more processing won't save it. A simple motif with the right spacing usually cuts better than a complicated one buried under it effects. Also, try the strip-down test. Loop the ARP with just the drums and sub. If it still feels like a hook in that context, it's strong. If it only works when pads, effects, and ambience are masking it, then the part needs more identity. That's a really good checkpoint. A few mistakes to avoid. Don't make the ARP too low. High pass it and move the MIDI up if needed. Don't over-widen the core sound. Don't let the notes overlap into a blur. Don't distort it before the rhythm is right. And don't make it too busy. In drum and bass, space is power. Often the best move is to remove notes, not add them. If you want a darker, heavier variation, keep the body narrow and let the movement happen in the upper harmonics. Use a filtered saw or pulse tone with restrained resonance. A short delay can be excellent if it sits behind the main note and doesn't clutter the snare. You can also resample the ARP once it feels good. Print it to audio, cut tiny gaps, reverse a note, or place a single reverse hit before the drop. Those little edits feel very old school and very effective. So here's the recap. A strong old school jungle ARP is a rhythmic hook first and a sound design exercise second. Build it from a simple MIDI motif. Keep the envelope tight. Clean out the low end. Add movement with restraint. Then arrange it in readal phrases so it works with the drums and bass, not against them. If it feels urgent, readable, and danceable-ready in context, you've got it. Now take the 15-minute challenge. Use one stock instrument, no more than 3 stock effects, keep the MIDI to 4 notes or fewer, and make one darker version plus one variation for the second phrase. Loop it with drums and sub, and ask yourself 3 things. Can I hear the rhythmic identity without turning it up? Does it leave room for the snare in sub? And does the second version feel like an evolution rather than a totally different idea? Do that, and you're not just making an ARP. You're making a proper DNB hook. And that's where the tune starts to come alive.